Feast of the Holy Family, readings. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us adore Christ, the Son of God, who made himself obedient to Mary and to Joseph.
Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us, for he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us adore Christ, the Son of God, who made himself obedient to Mary and to Joseph.
Christ is here, Emmanuel, majesty so mild, wisdom dwells with grace and truth, hidden in this child. Born of God's creative will, Christ is light from light, come to rescue Adam's sons, waiting in the night. Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, heaven their glory sings, while on earth with mighty voice, praise and worship brings. When the parents of Jesus brought the child into the temple, Simeon took him in his arms and gave thanks to God. Psalm 112. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and for evermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth? From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When the parents of Jesus brought the child into the temple, Simeon took him in his arms and gave thanks to God. Entering the house, the Magi found the child with Mary, his mother. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Sion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates, he has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders, he feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool, he scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs, the waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them, at the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel, his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations, he has not taught them his decrees. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Entering the house, the Magi found the child with Mary, his mother. Joseph rose from sleep, and, taking the child and his mother with him, left that night for Egypt. A Canticle from Ephesians 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Joseph rose from sleep, and, taking the child and his mother with him, left that night for Egypt. The Lord will give instruction to all your sons. He will give peace abundantly to all your children. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Submit yourselves to one another, because of your reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands, as to the Lord. For a husband has authority over his wife in the same way that Christ has authority over the church, and Christ is himself the Saviour of the church, his body. And so wives must submit themselves completely to their husband, in the same way as the church submits itself to Christ. Husbands, love your wives in the same way that Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. He did this to dedicate the church to God by his word, after making it clean by washing in water, in order to present the church to himself in all its beauty, pure and faultless, without spot or wrinkle or any other imperfection. Men ought to love their wives just as they love their own bodies. A man who loves his wife loves himself. No one ever hates his own body. Instead, he feeds it and takes care of it, just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. As the Scripture says, "For this reason a man must leave his father and mother and unite with his wife, and the two will become one." There is a great truth revealed in this Scripture, and I understand it applies to Christ and the church. But it also applies to you. Every husband must love his wife as himself, and every wife must respect her husband. Children, it is your Christian duty to obey your parents, for this is the right thing to do. Honour your father and mother is the first commandment that has a promise added, so that all may be well with you, and you may live a long time in the land. Parents, do not treat your children in such a way as to make them angry. Instead, raise them with Christian discipline and instruction. Responsory from Ephesians 6. Children, it is your Christian duty to obey your parents, for this is the right thing to do. Honour your father and your mother. Jesus went back with Mary and Joseph to Nazareth, and he was obedient to them. Honour your father and your mother. A reading from an address by Pope Paul VI, 5th of January, 1964. The home of Nazareth is the school where we begin to understand the life of Jesus, the school of the Gospel. The first lesson we learn here is to look, to listen, to meditate, and penetrate the meaning, at once so deep and so mysterious, of this very simple, very humble, and very beautiful manifestation of the Son of God. Perhaps we learn, even imperceptibly, the lesson of imitation. Here we learn the method which will permit us to understand who Christ is. Here, above all, is made clear the importance of taking into account the general picture of his life among us, with its varied background of place, of time, of customs, of language, of religious practices, In fact, everything Jesus made use of to reveal himself to the world. Here, everything is eloquent. All has a meaning. Here, in this school, one learns why it is necessary to have a spiritual rule of life, if one wishes to follow the teaching of the gospel and become a disciple of Christ. How gladly would I become a child again and go to school once more in this humble and sublime school of Nazareth. Close to Mary, I wish I could make a fresh start at learning the true science of life and the high wisdom of divine truths. But I am only a passing pilgrim. I must renounce this desire to pursue in this home my still incomplete education in the understanding of the gospel. I will not go on my way, however, without having gathered, hurriedly, it is true, and as if wanting to escape notice, some brief lessons from Nazareth. First of all, a lesson of silence. May esteem for silence, that admirable and indispensable condition of mind, revive in us, besieged as we are by so many uplifted voices, the general noise and uproar, in our seething and oversensitized modern world. May the silence of Nazareth teach us recollection, inwardness, the disposition to listen to good inspirations and the teaching of true masters. May it teach us the need for and the value of preparation, of study, of meditation, of personal inner life, of the prayer which God alone sees in secret. Next, there is a lesson on family life. May Nazareth teach us what family life is, its communion of love, its austere and simple beauty, and its sacred and inviolable character. Let us learn from Nazareth that the formation received at home is gentle and irreplaceable. Let us learn the prime importance of the role of the family in the social order. Finally, there is a lesson of work. Nazareth, home of the carpenter's son, in you I would choose to understand and proclaim the severe and redeeming law of human work. Here I would restore the awareness of the nobility of work, and reaffirm that work cannot be an end in itself, but that its freedom and its excellence derive over and above its economic worth from the value of those for whose sake it is undertaken. And here at Nazareth, to conclude, I want to greet all workers of the world, holding up to them their great pattern, their brother, who is God. He is the prophet of all their causes, Christ our Lord. A responsory from 2 Corinthians. We wish you all joy, perfect your lives, listen to the appeal we make, think the same thoughts, keep peace among yourselves, as you sing and give praise to the Lord in your hearts. Whatever you are doing, put your whole heart into it, as if you were doing it for the Lord and not for men, as you sing and give praise to the Lord in your hearts. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers, all the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood, Come, we implore you to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. God our Father, in the Holy Family of Nazareth, you have given us the true model of a Christian home. Grant that by following Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in their love for each other and in the example of their family life, we may come to your home of peace and joy. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.